So what can you do if you're a customer trying to protect yourself from what seems like the increasing possibility that you might try to fly with an airline which goes bust? And do airline tickets purchased from places like Scoopon, as we just heard, carry more of a risk than those bought with a travel agent or bought directly with the airline or online? Ingrid Joost is spokesperson for Choice, and she joins you now. G'day, Ingrid.
G'day, Julian.
Now, look, I've got in the habit over the last few years of assuming that when I book a airline flight with a credit card, that I've got insurance that kind of comes with the credit card. Is that the case, and is that likely to cover a scenario like the one we see with Air Australia?
Julian, you might be giving something away about the type of credit card that you use, because the top shelf credit cards, the platinum or gold style credit cards, many of them come with inbuilt travel insurance. So some credit cards, if you're purchasing flights, accommodation, some come with automatic travel insurance inbuilt to them. Now, you have to look at the terms and conditions of that travel insurance and how it relates to the type of travel you're doing, together with what sort of cover they may provide. And as we just heard, then there are the majority of policies, regular standalone travel policies, don't cover insolvencies. You need to check your own individual policy, but in the main, they don't cover insolvencies.
So does that mean that people who are buying travel insurance, particularly if they're going with a budget airline, they need to specifically say to when the issue of travel insurance is raised that they would like coverage for insolvency? And do we know what that's likely to do to the premium for travel insurance?
That's right. Some cover may not actually even have that as an option.
Right.
So you'd have to shop around and then, of course, weigh up what level of risk you're happy to take, depending upon the airline that you might be booking with. Interestingly, the credit card travel insurance, we did find that more of the automatic credit card travel insurance carried cover for insolvency. So, it was quite an interesting twist when we were looking at it today. But, you know, as we just heard, a lot of people have bought these flights on Scoopon, and I've just been looking at the terms and conditions. And under bookings and cancellations, there is a section that says providers reserve the right to cancel and reschedule your booking due to unforeseen circumstances, and Scoopon cannot be held liable for such events. They'll not reimburse you for travelling, accommodation or other expenses.
Well, that doesn't seem very fair, does it? They can reschedule you, but at the same time, they won't take responsibility for if that happens.
And this is where we're looking to the UK. In the UK, consumers charge small levies on all airline tickets, and this levy is used to help travellers who are stranded by airline failures. So it goes into a bucket. So it's certainly something worth looking at, given that our current travel compensation fund only covers travellers for when a travel agent collapses, but not an airline. So our scenario and our protection here for consumers is somewhat weaker in these circumstances.
I mean, we've seen in Australia airlines come and go, and obviously Ansett was the most prominent collapse. Has there been much activism in this space to try and get a standardised approach to all airlines, or is it still an area which is kind of in need of reform?
Look, I think Choice has certainly said it's time to look at what the situation is in countries like the UK where this small levy applies. However, in those countries, there are many more smaller cut price type airlines, and so you can see why they may have progressed a little further on that as opposed to us. But this scenario with Air Australia perhaps is going to push it back into the limelight, Julian.
And does the UK represent like the world's best practice in this area at the moment?
Look, they have progressed somewhat with some of their insurance cover and various policies. And I think perhaps they have the extreme weather events, as we saw, not Christmas gone, but the one before that. And so together with very, very busy airports and a lot of smaller cut price carriers as well. So it's fair to say that they have progressed further than us in some of these areas, and this is one of them.
Well, as always, it's only when something like an insolvency event or the like happens that people start looking at the fine print. Ingrid Joost from Choice, thanks very much for joining us this evening on RN Drive.
Bye, Julian.
And that was Ingrid Joost, who no doubt is getting a whole stack of inquiries at Choice about exactly what the rights of consumers who've bought tickets either on Scoopon or direct with the airlines are able to do when a situation like this occurs.